Medical hub strategy will hurt hospitals. Health economists have criticized the government's medical hub strategy, saying it will worsen the financial position of state hospitals already on the verge of bankruptcy. Amar Siamwala of the Thai Development and Research Institute warned yesterday that the national health system could go bankrupt unless the strategy is scrapped. The medical hub scheme was initiated by the Thaksin Shinawatra government in 2003. Its aim is to attract foreign patients to high-end medical services and facilities on offer at private hospitals and to support hospitals in competing with other countries in the region, such as Malaysia and Singapore. Mr. Amar blasted the Abhisit Wejajiwa administration for pressing ahead with the scheme. The medical hub project is the worst policy the government is going to implement. It draws doctors out of the system and sabotages public health care services, struggling to make ends meet for the sake of paying medical professionals, he said, during the Thailand Pharmaceutical Summit organized by the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturing Association. The Department of Medical Services Support has drafted a 5-year strategic plan which would spend 3 billion baht of taxpayer money to promote the country as a world-class healthcare destination for foreign patients. The plan is expected to be proposed to Public Health Minister Jurin Laksanavisit next week, according to the department's Director General Somchai Pinyoporpanit. The strategic plan also includes the promotion of tertiary care services in large state hospitals and medical schools to meet the standards of international and high-end private hospitals. The plan says the medical hub scheme could make the country about 400 billion baht annually once it is completed. However, Mr. Amar said state hospitals, especially general and regional hospitals, have been suffering financial woes for the past few years, mainly due to the rapid increases in medical professionals' salaries. An estimated 9.87 billion baht was supposed to be earmarked for doctors and health staff at state hospitals nationwide to keep them in the system. Half of the total budget was subsidized by the National Health Security Office overseeing universal health care coverage for 46 million Thais. By continuing with the medical hub policy, it will be harder for the government to catch up with the salary requirements, particularly to keep the specialists and experienced doctors in the national health system, he warned. Fiscal Policy Office Director Narit Chayasut said there were 3 doctors for every 10,000 people in Thailand, which was relatively low compared with countries such as Vietnam and the Philippines, which have 6 and 12 doctors per 10,000 people, respectively. The medical expenses of 5 million civil servants and their families have also contributed to the financial shortage. About 63 billion baht has been earmarked for the civil servant program in fiscal year 2011, and this is expected to increase to 90 billion baht in 2016.